This is The Guardian. Hi, Regid Ahmed here, coming to you from Gadigal land. It's been a frantic finish to the end of the parliamentary year. So here's an episode of our Australian Politics podcast with opposition leader Susan Lee in conversation with Tom McElroy.
Hi, I'm Tom McElroy, political editor at Guardian Australia, on the lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people in Canberra. My guest on the pod today is opposition leader Susan Lee. It's the last sitting week of Parliament, and Labor has managed to pass long-awaited reforms to nature laws through cooperation with the Greens. Anthony Albanese's move to cut the coalition out altogether has sparked criticism from business leaders. It was Susan Lee who commissioned Graham Samuel to review the laws back in 2020, when she was the Environment Minister. Now, Samuel says the coalition has manoeuvred themselves into irrelevance on the legislation.
Absolutely irrelevance, because they basically weren't able to, as I understand it, sit down and negotiate with Minister Watt on central amendments.
Since the thumping loss suffered by the Liberal and National parties at the May election, Lee has faced pressure from within her party and across the parliament. Some commentators even predicted she'd be out of a job already. But the opposition leader says her focus is on policy, not internal fights.
It's never been about me. It's about what I want to do for the people and the country that I care so much about.
The grandmother of six is looking forward to a busy Christmas at home, but also reflects on how this time of year can be difficult for some families around the country. This is the Australian Politics Podcast.